Integrated circuits are literally taking on new life at the Department of Energy's Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee. Researchers there have developed a half-living, half-silicon chip to detect pollutants, explosives, and a number of chemicals in soil and water. The bioluminescent bioreporter integrated circuit is affectionately known as critters on a chip. It consists of living sensors, such as bioluminescent bacteria, placed on a standard integrated circuit. When it detects the presence of harmful substances it has been engineered to look for, it emits a visible blue-green light.
Since the bacteria are living, they have a reaction to the chemicals that we may be looking for that living things have a reaction to, as opposed to trying to do it mechanically or with some type of electronics.
Although there is already a lot of work being done on biosensors, creating biosensors using integrated circuits is new. The critter's chip measures about 2 millimeters by 2 millimeters and is about 0.5 millimeter thick. It's produced using standard IC manufacturing processes.
They actually glow, and they use the same sort of biological things that lightning bugs use to glow. And we can detect that glow with the integrated circuit, and then we can say, hey, there's the bad stuff. We've got to clean this up.
Environmentally, Simpson is particularly concerned about sites where chemicals have been dumped illegally or before anyone knew they were dangerous. Many of these sites are unknown, and chemicals could be seeping into the food chain and even into drinking water through rivers and streams.
It's a spotty problem. There's, who knows, untold number of places where bad chemicals have been dumped, and we don't know how many, we don't know where they are, and so these sensors help us locate the bad places and know where to put our money and resources into cleaning things up.
Because the chip is small, inexpensive, and provides information quickly, monitoring of the cleanup effort could be done more accurately and efficiently. The critters on a chip could replace today's bulky, expensive, and complicated optical detection systems that use photomultipliers and optical fibers on the ground. The chip can also be designed to transmit a signal to a receiver that's connected to a computer. Other potential uses for critters on a chip include medical diagnostics and industrial process monitors. And, of course, it could be particularly useful in situations where chemical weapons are being used, such as in the Gulf War, or to detect harmful chemicals such as sarin, the toxin that was released into the Tokyo subway system.
This will go anywhere where you have to worry about there being dangerous chemicals that could affect human beings. We believe that you can engineer a bacteria that can detect that chemical and give you an early warning of its presence.
The technology is still being developed, but Mike Simpson and his colleagues believe that this inexpensive and efficient critters-on-a-chip method of finding harmful chemicals will be widely applied within the next few years.